You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This is a farce. It's a disgrace that they spend millions of dollars and years. Instead of prosecuting actual murderous thugs on the streets of New York, they go after their political enemies. And if we're going to pretend for 1 second this is anything other than a witch hunt that they can get away with, because where do you go, Jesse? To another leftist judge in New York who's going to say, you know what, I don't care, go after your political enemies. This is going on in America right now. This is Banana Republic stuff. And if our press was even a little bit intellectually honest, they'd be calling it that. Because this is not the storyline that they've been sold and told by the AG and the DA over the last few years. This is nonsense, and it has to be called out as such.
And we're going to do so. And so did he. That is Donald Trump Jr. This is July 2nd, 2021. He is talking about the indictment, the charges against a CFO of one of the Trump companies. A criminal charge. We've had the New York District Attorney vowing that they were going to take Trump down for years, and now working with the Attorney General of the U.S. to bring these charges. These charges are basically a tax issue. Yes, you could face criminal charges willfully avoiding tax. I should say evading tax. You're always allowed to avoid a tax if you can find a way, a loophole that works for you, and everyone does. But when you're evading, that's a different thing. The CFO of this company, one of the Trump's businesses, he got a car, apparently didn't report that fully on his tax form. Apparently Trump helped send one of his kids to college, and they didn't report that. That would have been income. You don't make a criminal charge up. But the bottom line is they were never after this guy anyway. They were after Donald Trump. Now they think, oh, we put pressure on him, maybe he'll flip. How'd that work with Flynn, by the way? Yeah. Now, the other thing in play here is, as Donald Trump Jr. said, while they're spending all that time and effort on this kind of stuff, crime is running rampant in New York City, and they're really doing nothing. Not doing anything, but absolutely letting those they've arrested on various protests that involved arson and looting, just letting them go without bail. No, it's all political. We all see that. We were led to believe, by the way, by all the pundits that were watching and covering, they have a smoking gun. They have a smoking gun. They might even have a gun that will convict Donald Trump, president, of a serious crime. And it may be like, well, they couldn't say the Russian collusion because that story blew up. We'll get into that in more detail over the next 2 hours. Also, President Biden today snapping at reporters again. I don't want your question. I want only happy things. I'm ready for July 4th weekend. I want happy, happy. Remember when he snapped at a reporter after the Putin summit? He did it again. You think the questions are getting to him, or just it's the job is getting to him, or could it be all the noise coming out of the VP Harris's office about how she's mistreating and abusing staff? You think that's it? Drug cartels, we know, are smuggling children. Biden administration is even helping by helping them have an open border. But now even a member of Congress, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar of El Paso, Texas, she either is doing it or sending her staff members south of the border to advise illegals how to avoid capture and, if caught, what to do, helping them evade federal immigration law. She's a congresswoman. Tucker Carlson, we're going to revisit his claim that the NSA has been spying on his communications. Why? Where's the proof still? I know it upset a lot of folks when I went into that story as I did the other day. Well, get ready. We're going to do it again. If you didn't like it the first round, you're probably not going to like this one. Then we have former Missouri Senator McCaskill. She dares compare the January 6th riot at the Capitol I hope you're listening. Former Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill dares compare the January 6th riot at the Capitol, which was bad, atrocious, I constantly condemn it, but she dares compare that to what happened at Benghazi? And she said, well, I don't mean to dismiss Benghazi. You just did. We'll get into that. And I really want to try to close out the program with something kind of really uplifting. A letter a Marine sent home after going through some boot camp training. We got a good laugh out of that as we celebrate July 4. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the valley of kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. Look, it's 4th of July. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week, but this is a holiday weekend. I'm going to celebrate it. There's great things happening. Economy's growing faster than any time in 40 years. We've got a record number of new jobs. COVID deaths are down 90%. Wages are up faster than any time in 15 years. We're bringing our troops home. We have all across America. People are going to ball games and doing good things. This is a good. I'll answer all your negative questions. Not negative, your legitimate questions.
Oh, they weren't negative, he said. They're legitimate. He kind of had to concede that. That was Joe Biden earlier today. He was holding a news conference, a morning press briefing, and he then decided to take a few questions, which is really, you know, that's very brave of him, because remember, his staff has told him, and he's even said from the podium himself a couple times, okay, I'll take some questions, but I'm going to better stick to this list here. I better not call on anyone that's not on the list, or my staff will get really angry with me. Here's the President of the United States deciding who he's going to call based on who the staff has put down. Ask this person, because I already know what the question is going to be. It's going to be a softball question. You're not going to face any trouble. Make sure you call on them. Donald Trump never tried to put any restrictions on. Not once. Not once. Go ahead. Fire your question. And after a while, say, okay, you've had your turn. Now shut up and let someone else do it. And Jim Acosta ran down to the border the other day when Trump was down there and dared complain, as we told you yesterday, he dared complain that we were kind of being blocked from asking questions of the president. Well, you still got to shout a question, which is what he's very good at. He shouted his question. But he's saying, you know, they weren't really letting us near. How is, I'm asking a question that you and I both, I think we can answer, but it's almost defies any reasoning and logic. And that is, how could Jim Acosta say we were kept from asking questions directly to the president, so I had to shout my question as if that's going to be a problem for him. He does it anyway. And yet absolutely ignore that Biden is working off of a prepared list by his staff and no one else gets to ask a question? So anyway, Biden today actually tried to do it. But he told them, as you heard, I want happy. I don't want any, you know, I don't want to talk about Afghanistan, all the stuff. They're going to the July 4th weekend. I want happy. We're going to have fun. I want happy stuff. Do you remember at the Putin summit? Joe Biden had left the meeting with Putin. And, of course, they would not hold a joint news conference. Putin wanted to, but the Biden team said, I don't think we want Biden on the same stage as Putin because he'll show up, President Biden. And so then Biden held a separate news conference. Well, even as he's leaving and going to another location, a reporter starts asking about, well, you're talking like you're confident that things were accomplished. Do you remember how Biden snapped just at that reporter and said they don't really know their own job? Listen again. I'll help you.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
Yeah, I'm not confident he'll change his behavior. What do you do all the time? I said what will change their behavior is that the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
Right, you don't understand that. You're in the wrong business.
Yeah, you're in the wrong business. If a reporter doesn't ask a question the way Biden wants to hear it, you're in the wrong business. Plus, I only want happy. Ask me about what kind of ice cream I got or what I like, things like that. What do you think's going on behind the scenes? Now, do you believe that he's losing his cool? He's just kind of beginning to be dragged down by it already? Do you think that's possible? Yeah, certainly. I mean, may or may not be related to health-related issues, mental included. And I told you before, I get no joy whatsoever if President Biden is truly having early stages of dementia. There's no joy in that. And you shouldn't be happy either. If you've ever watched someone go through that or know friends and loved ones, it's a pitiful, pathetic thing, and you just can't do anything for them except try to help them go day to day, and they don't even know you are their child or their parent. So I don't know how capable Biden is on cognitive reasoning. I do know that when Trump was in office and they raised the question that, well, he may not be competent, remember? We can enact the 25th Amendment and remove him, even if he doesn't want to go, if we can get VP Pence to sign off on it. Yeah, if they're going to force the president out, they're going to have the vice president sign off on doing it. I have no doubt VP Harris would be glad to sign it. As I told you, I think she probably signed that 25th Amendment statement before they even were sworn in. Say, I'm ready. But maybe snapping because of the Hunter Biden laptop issue. Oh, yeah, it's back in the news. We're going to spend more time on it in the next hour, but it's back in the news. And Biden had said repeatedly, I don't do anything with my son on any business dealings. Don't even talk to him. So we had documentation from that computer that could be verified elsewhere that he did have meetings with some of the people Biden was trying to court. And Hunter Biden flew with him on Air Force Two over to China when Daddy was VP. And then a few weeks later, Hunter Biden has a big multi-million dollar deal out of China. And now on the Hunter laptop, a picture has been released that shows Hunter Biden with Daddy standing in the midst of several business associates. And they didn't discuss what was going on. Now that is a real test of credibility. Maybe that's it. Maybe some of that's getting a little bit too close. Or maybe it's what's happening in VP Harris's office. Politico, of course, broke the story the other day about how she has mistreated employees repeatedly. And inside the office, it's just nasty. Just nasty. I mean, they don't like each other. And Politico talked to about 24 different members of the staff. Now, of course, they're all speaking anonymously. Some of no longer there, any, by the way. And they're still anonymous. And, of course, now that this is the way the game is being played against her, their first complaint is, well, why don't these people come out and be public? Did they ever ask that one time of so-called leaks from the Trump White House? And I told you then, how do you know even someone is saying something? They're not making it up. And on top of that, we later found out that one of them that was telling a lot of the stuff was not really privy to a lot of the stuff he claimed he had. But the New York Post wrote, the history of mistreatment of her employees and dissent within her office was also evident in the campaign. It's the New York Post wrote, as the wheels came off the then California senator's primary run, stories of mistreatment of employees and dissent in the ranks began bubbling up before eventually spilling into public view. In fact, the Harris campaign state operations director resigned, wrote a letter containing, quote, a blistering account of mismanagement that had culminated in major staff layoffs days earlier in 2019. And she said, this is my third presidential campaign. I've never seen an organization treat its staff so poorly. So now the same things are coming out of the White House. In fact, Biden, Vice President Biden's senior advisor, Cedric Ridgeman, is stating directly in a comment to The Hill, stating today that the infighting is real. But he says it this way. It's a whisper campaign designed to sabotage Harris. Another strategist close to Harris, supposedly, telling The Hill, let's be real for a second. Kamala needs someone who's a taskmaster. One of the knocks on Harris and her universe is that they've always been undisciplined. So it's not surprising they brought in someone who's a taskmaster, someone who creates a standard, isn't afraid to tell the boss what's up. Again, Harris aides today are being quoted that she is effing up and she perhaps should not be the heir apparent for the 2024 presidential race because she, quote, could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up. Other White House aides supposedly telling Axios, Harris's office is an S show. They said it must be a special show. You think that's what they meant? No, it's only a four-letter word with S. It's a shut show. It's a sh show. You have to fill that in. I can't figure it out. And it's all poorly managed. Again, in the quote from Axios, some of these White House aides, and again, they're not giving names, which is not the way that it should be done. But if you're really inside and you're given that, yeah, you don't want your name used. But because it's being done now to a Democrat administration, questions asked like that and using, quote, sources, suddenly, oh, that's blasphemy. That's not real journalism. As if everything they did on Trump and treating him and all the, quote, leaks and information coming out of the White House, even if they weren't legitimate, were absolutely never verified. Just, we have a source. That's it. Just believe us. You want to believe? You wanted to believe the mainstream media then? You think you want to believe the state-controlled media here? Well, actually, some of these folks are stepping out of their lane a little bit, aren't they? Axios quoting this person saying, everything is poorly managed, people who don't have long-term relationships with her, operations sometimes visibly out of sync with Biden. 2024 is the elephant in the room, according to Axios, while Biden aides overwhelmingly believe he'll be the Democrat nominee in 2024, really? when they know he'll also be 81 when seeking re-election, they think he could win again. I don't know what they're smoking there, but that's it's legal in many states. It must be some pretty good stuff. But also word is coming out that many Democrats, including some current senior administration officials, are pretty sure that Harris could not defeat anyone that comes up 2024. She's not the heir apparent. Things are blowing up. Now, maybe that's why Biden is getting more short and tough with reporters. Say, I want happy. I want happy. Well, we all want happy. Good Lord, man. You signed on. You wanted that job. Did you think it's going to be happy times all the time? Maybe he did. Maybe seeing it from the VP position, it was happy, happy. All I got to do is fly my son around, let him do some things that I know nothing about. We're going to get into that story in more detail the next hour. The Hunter laptop, some of the new stuff, and the so-called investigation that was always trying to target President Trump just as a political hatchet job. We're going to do more of that in the second hour. But we'll take a break now. When we come back, a real view of how bad things are at the border in the sense of involving children. It's disgusting in so many ways, and the Biden administration is helping it.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We feel it is heartbreaking to see these children that have been physically and sexually abused by the cartels. The cartels are completely in charge of the border. If you are not doing something to shut down that border, then you are helping the cartels. The cartels are drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking. They are bringing these gangs into the country.
We all know that. The Biden administration has to know it. Our Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas certainly knows it. Border Patrol agents know it. Immigration Customs, they all know it. I don't know if VP Harris knows it, because when she went to visit the border, she saw only the pristine nice stuff only. But it is happening that way. And the cartels are raking in all kinds of money in the process, charging to get people across the border, to get children across. And we don't know if they are then, once we take them, if we're actually sending them to someone who is a relative, or we're sending them to serve as toys in a pedophile gang. We have no idea, because we don't have resources to check it all out. We're just processing, move them on. Sometimes they're dead of night, so wherever community we decide to put them, I say we, the Biden administration, they find out the next day we've suddenly got 100 illegals here that we're 1,000 miles from the southern border. How'd they get here? Well, your U.S. government brought them in for you. The Biden administration has mishandled this from the beginning. Trump pointed that out in his visit. He said, you know, when they started right away killing the stay in Mexico policy, and every one of them, when they were campaigning for president, said and agreed it should not be a crime to cross our border illegally. In other words, our immigration law is not that big of a deal. That's really how you define your nation, with a law and a border. But now there's apparently a story, and it's gaining some traction, involving Congresswoman Veronica Escobar. She represents part of the El Paso region. Democrat, So she got to spend some time with VP Harris. And Harris probably knows what Escobar has been doing. The story is that Escobar, either herself or sending her staff members south of the border to talk to illegals, showing them how best to get around the federal agents and get inside the country and how to act once they get inside. In other words, they are encouraging breaking of a federal law. You heard a moment ago as we began this, you heard Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee about the issue with the children. She's got some opinions about Congresswoman Escobar and what she's doing.
Rep. Escobar going down to Mexico or having her staff go to Mexico to train people, to help people circumvent U.S. law. You know, it is unbelievable. If you had Republicans out trying to help people circumvent U.S. law, I think there would be a little bit of something said about it, and you would have these news agencies with 24/7 headlines on it.
Yes, you would. But Republicans are not going to be trying to encourage breaking federal law. When we come back, more on the Tucker Carlson claim that the NSA is spying on him just to get his program off the air.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We told you a couple of weeks ago, based on language in publicly available indictments, that the FBI clearly had foreknowledge of the riot at the Capitol that day. And the agents we spoke to this weekend confirmed that is true. Quote, the FBI had sources in that crowd, confidential sources, snitches. That's 100% certain. But it's not just political protesters the government is spying on. Yesterday, we heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air.
Those are the words of Tucker Carlson on his program the other night. And the claim is very clear in his opinion. We have evidence that the NSA is trying to take my show off the air. Now, before that, he's talking about that some testimony regarding the January 6th riot at the Capitol did involve some, quote, snitches inside the crowd reporting to the FBI what was going on. I have no doubt that happened. I don't have any knowledge of Tucker's direct remarks, but my issue the other day is the same as it is today. I still haven't seen any proof. That is a very strong statement to make. You know that. I know it. Tucker knows it. He knows the seriousness of it. We'll come back to that part of it in a moment. Now, a lot of folks have decided that, well, Larry, you're not really a conservative after all. I mean, you're going after Tucker Carlson. And I'm going after Tucker Carlson. I'm going after that particular issue and that story that if you're going to make points and comments like that, you've got to back it up. You've got to have some evidence. And, in fact, one of the emails I got that actually thought I was good to question it, said, remember how Tucker Carlson was always going after Sidney Powell, demanding, where's your proof? Where's your proof? Where's your proof? And folks who hated Sidney Powell, they loved that. And a lot of people who liked Tucker also liked Powell, so some of those folks were confused. Well, Tucker, why are you asking questions like that? Why are you treating her like that? You should just accept it, everything she says. And you recall, of course, when we had her on a couple times, she said, I never lied one time about anything. But Tucker Carlson was asking her, where's your proof that there was any widespread fraud? It's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate question now to ask about Carlson when he says we have proof the NSA is basically trying to get me off the air, that they're intercepting our communications. Now, some of the responses I got the other day on Facebook, I covered some of these for you the other day, but it's worth going through again. One of them saying, Gary said, Tucker's record on being factual is pretty solid. If I were a betting man, I'd take his word 100%. Well, certainly you have that option. I have a lot of people that really believe me and follow everything I say and take it for fact. If I'm going to have them do that, hopefully I've earned it. And secondly, then I better make sure I stay that way. But of course, others say Larry's always confused and wrong anyway. And Larry is past his time. I heard that the other day. Yeah, I'm past my time. But that's okay. I can tell you, I can take spears. I catch them all the time. But when any journalist, even one you truly trust, makes a statement, as Tucker just did, the first question should be, proof? Now, I accept what Gary said in his email to me on Facebook. Tucker's record on being factual is pretty solid. I agree. And he said, if I were a betting man, I'd take his word 100%. You may well win that money. I'm not putting any money up against you. But then a response to Gary came later from Jason, who said, yeah, not so much, especially when his own lawyer made his defense and won. And I guess he's talking about how Fox News won a court case by persuasively arguing that, according to, again, the way it was repeated at that time, that no reasonable viewer takes Tucker Carlson seriously. They did. That's exactly how they made that case. It involved partly that a former Playboy model filed a defamation suit against Fox, claiming that Carlson slandered her during a December 2018 episode of his show. So the response was, from the Fox attorneys, that no one really takes Carter that seriously. Well, that's not a good endorsement for him. But yes, the attack hounds are out. Fox, who is a publication founded by left-wing journalists, here's their title. It says everything. Tucker Carlson's NSA spying claims are evidence-free. Republicans are running with them anyway. And then the subtitle is, Carlson's story about the NSA reading his emails would be easier to take seriously if he wasn't a serial fabulist. I don't really know what that means. But again, they're claiming these bombshell allegations are lacking facts. When Carlson said this the other day, he admits what he stepped into. He's basically stepped into a minefield.
Now, that's a shocking claim, and ordinarily we'd be skeptical of it. It's illegal for the NSA to spy on American citizens. It's a crime. It's not a third world country. Things like that should not happen in America. But unfortunately, they do happen, and in this case, they did happen. The whistleblower, who is in a position to know, repeated back to us information about a story that we are working on that could have only come directly from my texts and emails. There's no other possible source for that information, period. The NSA captured that information without our knowledge and did it for political reasons. The Biden administration is spying on us. We have confirmed that.
Well, again, you have to ask proof. And when he says they have information that they could only know if they intercepted our email communications. I like Tucker Carlson. I'll stress that again. But that statement on its face is questionable. I mean, if you send an email, somebody's at the receiving end. Maybe it got run off on a copy machine. How does he not know that some of his own staff or others inside Fox News are doing some of it and spreading? And maybe the whole thing's made up anyway. Not on his part, but the source. But you do have, as Vox publication says, the Republicans are running with it anyway. And we point out that during the House Judiciary Committee hearing on Wednesday, Congressman Gates of Florida and Congressman Jordan of Ohio suggested the NSA statement denying it is actually evidence of its truth. Gates said, amazingly, the NSA issued a statement that it is so couched that it is functionally an admission. What did the NSA do? Well, they had issued a statement dismissing the claim, saying that we deal only foreign intel missions with limited exceptions. We would never target a U.S. citizen without a court order. I guess that's what they're hinging everything on, that maybe they've got a court order to do it. And Carlson, in response to what the agency had to say, it's a paragraph of lies, and yet it still doesn't deny my claims. The Hayden, who's a retired U.S. Air Force four-star general, served as director of the CIA 2006-2009, and he doesn't like the way the Republicans are doing this at this point, especially Congressman McCarthy, minority leader, Republican, out of California. He also wants a probe into the claims that Carson is saying, and Hayden's response is, that Congressman McCarthy is you're an a-hole. What's a b-hole, a c-hole, a-hole? You got to figure this out. When they put a letter and then have asterisk marks behind it, I can't think that fast. But Carlson did say one thing, that if it happens as he has said it did, and maybe continues, here's a real issue.
Spying on opposition journalists is incompatible with democracy. If they are doing it to us, and again, they are definitely doing it to us, they are almost certainly doing it to others. This is scary, and we need to stop it right away.
Yes, I would agree. And we have evidence in the past that Nixon did it. And, of course, there are many that want to believe Tucker point blank without any additional evidence. They remember Snowden, you know, the former computer intel consultant, leaking highly classified info from the NSA as to how they were actually listening in on various conversations and documents to journalists, Glenn Greenwald, Barton Gellman, I should say, Abner McCaskill, others. So, yeah, I'm not saying it can't happen and didn't happen. All I'm saying is that when you make that statement, you better be ready to back it up. If I were interviewing Tucker Carlson, that's where I'd be hitting the questions repeatedly. And again, I like the guy. You like me. Do you believe everything I say? Oh, really? Let you and I play poker. I'm going to tell you should get out and save your money before I take it, but I'm going to anyway. Coming up, let's talk about really celebrating July 4th and why. Stand by.
This is
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, of course, here we are, the July 4th holiday weekend. It's a federal holiday for Monday, obviously. Because if it's a federal holiday, then you don't have to do any job if you're a federal employee. And, of course, a lot of other businesses also close up, banks and so forth. And so a lot of folks get to have a holiday. And that's okay. But I want to point something out here. Our nation is so divided right now in so many ways. Could we use this 4th of July to remember what we have in common, and that would be this nation and how good it has been for us and others, that we are a beacon on the hill for many across the world. This is where they want to be. And yet we also have many in this nation who don't think it's so great. And, of course, perfect example most recently would be the Olympian hammer thrower, Gwen Berry, who says she would not stand and put her hand over her heart when the national anthem got played because she says it's racist. It does not speak to me. She said, it talks about slaves and their blood being spilled. In case you haven't heard me already correct that, let me add something for you in balance there. That national anthem written by Francis Scott Key, 1814. Later set to music. It was a poem originally. Set to music in 31, and that became our national anthem. It was originally titled The Defense of Fort McHenry. When he referred to slaves in the third stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner, he was not talking about black slaves in America. He's referring to slaves, Americans in general, being conscripted into the British military. Just being told, you will go serve in the British Navy, or you will do this, you'll do that. In other words, again, Britain trying to exude its power that it had over this new America. That's why we had that battle at Fort McHenry. But, of course, now we have so many folks saying that they don't think the flag represents them, this country doesn't represent them, the country is filled with racism, and yet you look around, you see a lot of people of all colors, all minorities, that are highly successful. You see a lot of white people that aren't. If it were truly racist, then nobody other than whites would hold all the positions, all the jobs, it would seem. And the other thing to keep in mind about this nation and slavery, and it was wrong, it was totally wrong to believe you owned someone and you could take a family and sell daddy off to someone else and mom somewhere else and the kids somewhere else. Totally wrong. But slavery was a constant use of forced labor around the world for before B.C. And it continued long after. And many of the slaves brought from Africa to the U.S. had been captured by other African tribes, and they were already using them as slaves. Then they'd sell them to the white man who came and warned them for the cotton fields in the U.S. But out of all those other nations, all of those nations around the world, in dealing with slaves and just maybe they didn't like it, maybe they wanted to stop it, this nation is the only one that carried out a battle among its own citizens over the slave issue, the civil rights issue in general, states' rights, because that's the southern states' position. I'm from the South. I know exactly what it means. We make our laws, our decisions. We don't have the federal government tell us. That's exactly why you had the Confederacy spring up. And you had some, quote, slave owners who treated their slaves well. But that doesn't mean anything. They're still a slave. They're not a free person. And you had the same happening in the North. Washington being cited as one who had slaves, the other presidents, Lincoln, I mean, despite being the great emancipator. But we did have this war. And, you know, at that time when we had the Civil War, the estimated population of this nation was 7 million. Estimated 7 million. Now, I don't know that that number included slaves. I don't know if it did or didn't. But we do know when you count the dead from the Civil War or war between the states, that 7 million, 750,000 died in that war. About 2.5% of the total population of the nation. 750,000. Dying for one side or the other. Sometimes brother against brother. Father against sons. This is the only nation that had such a battle to end slavery. And by the way, if you don't think this nation is for you, then you really should be working July 4th. You shouldn't be taking off July 4th, July 5th. This means nothing to you, right? Next hour coming.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.